Welcome to Speak Up and Stay Alive. I'm Pat Rulo, and I'm thrilled to spend time with you again today. As usual, I've prepared a feast for your ears, lots to take in and think about. So let's get to it, because right now, it's time for the healthcare hazard of the week. So, does anyone color anymore? Well, I'm heading off to the Beryl Institute's Patient Experience Conference in a few weeks to tape some live radio interviews from the attendees. And the following month, I'll be a speaker at the Cleveland Clinic's Patient Experience Summit. So my mind is full of the magic surrounding these events. Everyone is abuzz about how to make the patient experience a positive one. Now recall, fairly recently, Medicare offers incentives and penalties to those hospitals that receive either glowing patient satisfaction survey scores or poor ones. So, in some ways, there is a financial incentive for the interest in the patient experience. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but just wanting to give you some background. So, what does this have to do with coloring? Well, last week, my mom told me about an article she read in the newspaper about a local hobby craft store that is closing after 67 years in business because no one comes in any longer to buy craft and hobby making items. Children and adults alike used to take the time to build model cars and rockets and train sets and painstakingly painted them, added decals. My brother spent much of his time as a kid building models, making each one unique and special. And so hearing about this made me think about how my friends and I used to color. Oh, how I loved crayons. Do any of you even have a box of crayons in your home? No, I'm not talking about the cheap dollar store waxy ones. I mean the wonderful old-timey Crayola crayons. Oh, I just love the smell of a new box of Crayolas. One Christmas, I got a large, long box of 72 crayons with simply descriptive names: Midnight Blue, Burnt Orange, Blue Gray, Lemon Yellow, Raw Umber, Forest Green. How much time I spent just admiring the subtle difference between the colors and the decisions. Should I color the sky violet blue or midnight blue? Or, maybe pink? No, let's save the pink. Don't want to ruin the perfectly sharp point and the untorn paper. And what about coloring books? Where are they? Does anyone color anymore? My friends would come over and we'd sit and color all afternoon, sometimes with our own coloring books, but often we'd share the page, and sometimes we'd do so in mutual silence. But mostly, we'd chatter away with conversations that spanned what's for dinner to imagine if you could fly. We got to know one another in a very powerful and connecting way that wasn't contrived, rushed, pre-planned, monitored. It just was. So to tie this all together, all of these jumbled thoughts converged as I interviewed a very interesting gentleman last week and we discussed what is wrong with today's broken healthcare system. And it hit me. No one colors anymore. And that is certainly hazardous to our health. We as a society have rapidly evolved into instant gratification. Want to know the answer to something right this second? Google it or ask Siri. Heaven help us if we actually sat for a moment and tried to figure it out, or if we reached out to someone else for an explorative conversation. Our imaginations are squashed by social and technological expectations, by the mad rush of daily life and limited time. Sorry, patient, can't talk to you, can't look at you, and can't listen to you. I have two other patients booked at the same time and have to chronicle this appointment in the computer. And the more technology takes over our minds, the more we prefer to look at things the way they are supposed to be, rather than allowing our poor, stifled, yet creative minds to take a tour around the page and wander over imaginative possibilities. Sorry, patient, it's allergy season. Everyone in here today is complaining about the same thing. Take this and check back in 3 weeks. Well, this paralyzed ability to think in possible colors can block the creative flow that is so necessary for all aspects of life, especially medicine. Providers often need to find a way to solve a tricky diagnosis or discover a fresh approach in dealing with sick patients. Not being able to tap into that unique twist that's there, but covered, leads to poor outcomes for everyone. We, not just providers, but patients, have lost that childlike quality that frees us to stop and remember a time when we weren't burdened by responsibility and expectations, to reconnect to a sense of simplicity we have temporarily lost, to be uninhibited by past bias, professional greed, or political foolishness. Perhaps medicine today needs to reconnect with a box of crayons, to slow down, to smell, to touch, to quietly appreciate the silent but powerful colors that make up each individual patient, the other person who is coloring on the same page, to openly share in a trusting way, to explore everyone's feelings and hopes and preferences, both provider and patient. Simply put, that is the patient experience. It's simple. It's basic, it's human, and we shouldn't have to measure it with patient satisfaction surveys, scores, incentives, penalties. But sadly, as the closing of our local hobby store indicates, we, and especially our youth, are not allowed this mental freedom anymore. Give a 7-year-old a box of crayons and you'll surely get screams. What? No iPad? Wow, for me, cutting edge was the crayon sharpener built into the box. Medical school training? No. I don't think they use crayons. Does anyone color anymore? Well, let me say this. I'm going to be a grandmother for the first time this summer, and guess what? This grands buying crayons.